Dan, I think I have it.
Oh my God, you're coming in hot. You've got Dan, something.
Dan, you know how, you know, I try my best, but I'm always on the wrong side of history.
Oh God. I don't.
So I figured it out. We're gonna get a win. I've dedicated my life to hunting down a dangerous vigilante.
Oh no, Austin.
The people will love me for this.
I don't know how you could find a way to get canceled over this.
Love justice.
What's your live, laugh, love-esque phrase that's not deny, defend, depose?
Dicks, dicks, dicks.
Welcome to the show.
Science.
Magic.
Horses.
Truth.
Banter.
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 Austin, I think that there is a... we haven't seen this kind of unifying factor around the vast majority of Americans over a recent news event since, I would argue, 9/11. I think that was
the last time we've been together as a nation. Yeah, that's true.
You know, we have a country that is deeply divided on a lot of things, but we have massive wealth inequality and a horrible, horrible healthcare insurance situation.
Huh?
And a lot
you
of
said
guns.
Two things I don't know about.
So I'm just surprised it took this long for someone to go, fuck it, it's open season on CEOs. Because the buck does stop with someone. There's no AI CEO, right? Yet, I'm sure.
No, you don't understand. The Omni manager that oversees all CEOs, you take it to him.
The Omni manager, huh?
The Omni manager is voiced by whoever, who's his face that plays Omni-Man.
Who plays Omni-Man?
And J. Jonah Jameson. I can never remember his name. I can only remember him as J. Jonah Jameson.
J.K. Simmons?
Yeah. You think J.K. Simmons and J.K. Rowling ever fight for who gets to keep those initials into immortality? Because I vote for Simmons.
I think everyone votes for Simmons.
He did win. He did win the Just Kidding.
He did win. He did win the Just Kidding Award. Austin, if you were going to take bets on the next CEO of a major company to be targeted, who do you think it would be?
Well, I mean, we all have our nominees. We all have our problematic faves.
This isn't like picking a Disney villain you most identify with, Austin. It's who do you think will next be the target of an assassin?
Elon Musk hasn't had Grimes write him a villain song.
I mean, you saw that his next day public appearance, he like walked out on stage
with his
son
in front of him,
kind of
like strapped to him
shoulders.
Like a bulletproof vest.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's going to be some chud we've never heard of that you're like, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. The turning the unhoused into sausage meats. Corporation that we all forgot. Boar's Head. Yeah, whoever runs Boar's Head.
I could see Blackstone or BlackRock or one of those.
Those guys have gotten the surgery that makes them bulletproof.
Probably. That makes sense. I'm just saying attempt, though. I'm not expecting the next one to be this clean and cold. I also can't wait to see how much CEOs start spending on personal security after this.
Yeah, I heard it said that that's a big job creation moment.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Grows the economy, hurts no one.
Mm-hmm. And those in-ear radios that have the little swirly piece, mm-hmm. whoever makes those is going to make a killing.
Yeah. I love that the reward is 10 grand for information leading to his capture, which is...
Mm-hmm. But they don't tell you what the deductible is the thing.
There you go.
Alley-oop.
Yeah, I saw another one that was like, trying to send my thoughts and prayers, but I'm still on hold.
But they're out of network. Yeah.
The bullets were a pre-existing condition. Yeah, there's all kinds of fun stuff there. Everyone hates health insurance companies. It's like it's actual care dispersed from Medicare Advantage plans versus traditional Medicare. Versus the cost and administrative fees and everything. Like regular Medicare is like something close to 3% of what is paid in goes to admin and whatnot. And Medicare Advantage is more like 15%.
Yeah. Yeah. They're automatically switching people over to the Medicare Advantage to the gut metacarasis system. Isn't that fun?
It is fun, because then there's a whole bunch of claims denials and a bunch of things that Medicare Advantage won't cover that traditional Medicare does cover. But there's...
like not being ground into sausage meat by Boar's Head. You actually, you got to opt out of that one for Medicare Advantage.
I thought that just came standard with any reverse mortgage. Like, that's what happens when that process is complete.
Is that what happens?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sign me up.
Another one for the grinder, boys. No, Austin, it's not that kind of grinder.
I love weird sandwiches.
Also not that kind of grinder.
Is it sausage? Is that a grinder?
You got so confused.
Okay, it's just a hot dog. Why do we call them grinders? Is this a local thing?
You're like, I got all these messages on this sandwich app that just seem very aggressive and sexual. I don't understand it.
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of pictures of meat, but
none that I want to eat, if you know what I mean.
They're very unappetizing. Someone needs to call the health department.
Well, Austin, today is December 9th that this podcast is out. As you know, a very solemn occasion, as this is the anniversary of the day that Mozart died.
Yeah. What are you doing for Mozart Remembrance Day? I'm personally gouging out my ears to become deaf.
I might go, I don't know, I might go to the YMCA, because the YMCA was also founded on December 9th. Might be celebrating Lyndon Johnson's daughter's marriage, you know, her anniversary, because she got married in the White House on December 9th. I'm basically, I've been digging real deep trying to find anything, you know, the American invasion in Somalia in 92.
Yeah. I was going to say, it must be tough being Lyndon B. Johnson's daughter, because no one talks about her, but everyone talks about his huge hog.
They do talk about his huge hog and her mom, Lady Bird. Everybody loved Lady Bird. Yeah, I'm digging deep into history to find things to associate with this day.
Yeah, I guess it just won't live in infamy.
No, it probably won't. At least I'll never remember December 9th for any particular reason whatsoever.
Yeah, you can't rhyme with that.
No, you can't. You can't rhyme with it.
Especially not a word that means remember, because I've been trying to find one for a minute and a half.
Yeah. You know this is the day my mom died, right?
Are you sure it wasn't Pearl Harbor? You get those mixed up all the time.
I'm pretty sure it wasn't Pearl Harbor.
Are you 100% sure that it wasn't Pearl Harbor?
Wait. That today is the anniversary of Pearl Harbor, or that my mother died at Pearl Harbor?
I know they're two different things, and I know you get them mixed up all the time.
Shit, did my mom die on the 6th? Is today Pearl Harbor? Oh, God. I would consult my journal, but I definitely quit journaling that year.
Because you were just too broken up by the anniversary of Pearl Harbor.
Yes, Austin. The anniversary of Pearl Harbor was the worst thing to happen to me in December of 2020.
It's the worst thing that happened to you every year.
Yeah. Every year I just get so choked up that I just want to yell at the Emperor of Japan.
That's common. That's a normal thing, I think.
It's a normal reaction.
That's how I react to most stress, is I just want to yell at an emperor.
Yeah. What about Cusco? Would you yell at Cusco?
Pre or post llama?
During llama. Mid llama.
I would never yell at that sweet little guy mid llama.
Yeah, mid llama. Okay, what about post llama?
yeah, because he hasn't learned his lesson yet.
Okay,
he's tyrannical.
And post llama?
I would yell at him, but that's just because you spend the whole movie getting used to him as a llama. So when he's back to David Spade, it's weird. So I would take that up as a personal grievance against Emperor Cusco. Why aren't you a llama?
Could we?
It made more sense.
God, if Eartha Kitt wasn't gone, I'd say, where's our Emperor's New Groove sequel? And not Emperor's New School, the prequel TV show. Not that.
Yeah. Not the one that was just the Gronk clip show.
Did you say Gronk? Did you mean Kronk?
No, I meant Gronk. He's the cooler Kronk. You haven't heard of him?
I thought Gronk.
He's the Kronk that wears muscle shirts and smokes.
Straight Gronik.
No, you're thinking of the guy that made The Simpsons.
No. That's Matt Groening.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
More the fool I.
No, you're thinking of the co-creator of The Simpsons. Who was also in The Dad in Finding Nemo.
You're thinking of that guy I can never remember.
So I'm making a play on James L. Brooks and Albert Brooks.
James L. Brooks isn't related to Max Brooks, Mel Brooks, so it's like, who cares?
Yeah. It's I've been listening to the producer's soundtrack a lot lately.
The movie or the musical?
The musical.
Okay, yeah.
Listen, love her to pieces. I don't need to hear Uma Thurman sing Got It Flaunted.
She tries her best,
goddamn you. She does a great job for her training and background, and Will Ferrell does a fine job as well. But yeah, original Broadway cast. Come on.
Okay, yeah, that makes more sense.
Yeah. It's interesting. It's that show's one of my white whales. It's like that, Assassins and Company are the three that I need to do.
You want to kiss a guy on a boat while you're hunting for it?
Wait, is there homoeroticism in Moby Dick?
Have you ever read it?
No.
Because it's in the name. Yeah, Moby Dick doesn't refer to the whale that often. Yeah.
Call me Ishmael and I'll call you Daddy.
That's in there. Yeah, it's one of the chapters. You can't really understand it because it's in early 20th century English, but that's what he says.
Hmm.
But it's like, I'll skedaddle your woohoo or whatever they talked like back then.
I really appreciate how you just understand the parlance of old timiness like that. How you just are such a lexicon of...
Well, not to brag, but sometimes I wear fedoras.
I know.
Whenever I'm holding a samurai sword.
Oh, Austin.
Oh, sweet, sweet Daniel.
Oh, sweet release of death.
Why won't you take me? Why can't I die?
We bought that house.
What? Why was I not informed that you were interested in this?
I don't know. I just don't tell you things anymore. The last 16 of our texts back and forth are what time do you want to record? Well, correction.
Hey, one of them's the password to the Nebula that I still haven't logged into.
And the other one is the password to my HBO account, which you still haven't logged into.
I watch that one sometimes whenever there's new Harley Quinns.
God, you in a different life, you are such a successful VTuber.
Yeah. Yeah. I just need a voice changer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So people think I'm a hot anime girl and I can entrap lonely men. That'll teach them.
Austin, isn't that just like continuing the cycle of abuse? Isn't that exactly what has happened to you?
Yeah, but then I'm at the top of the totem pole now, baby.
So now it's fine?
It's fine when I'm doing the abuse. Yeah, that's how power works, idiot. Why do you think people do it?
Oh, God.
I wasn't a victim. I was a temporarily embarrassed sociopath.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Is that
good.
A t-shirt?
I think that's... Is that a t-shirt? Yeah, I'm not a victim. I'm a temporarily embarrassed sociopath.
So you got house.
Got house.
When are you in house?
Next week, we're in-ish.
Oh, man, you're zooming.
Yep. I've got the zoomies. Yeah. But when you just call it house, it just makes me think of Hugh Laurie, and now that's going to be the voice of my home.
Yeah, just Hugh Laurie being mean to you and walking bad.
Yep. If my house makes any weird noises, I'm going to be like, oh, he's leaning on that cane again.
He's going to tell me I got a disease that it wasn't the one I thought I had.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to take pills he shouldn't take.
Oh, because house sounds like homes.
Homes, you get it?
Oh, God.
And then you hear him talk with his British accent, and you're like, that's not what you sound like.
How dare you?
Be American, you fucker.
Right? I have the same problem with Eli Roth. Not Eli Roth. Yeah, Eli Roth?
Eli Whitney, inventor of the cotton gin. You got issues with that guy.
No. Not Eli Roth. Am I thinking of Eli Roth? Am I driving myself crazy?
The guy
what
did
this?
The Hostel movies?
No, the other Roth from... The opening of Pulp Fiction and from, from Reservoir Dogs. Tim Roth, God.
There he is. You found it. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, when Tim Roth speaks with his natural British accent, I find it unnerving. I don't care for it.
All our American actors want to sound British, and all the British ones want to sound American. What a topsy-turvy world we live in.
Which you can't change your accent. You're born American. You're an American. You're embarrassing yourself. It's a disease, Austin. I always knew you were a mental disease.
I always knew you were an accent exclusive radical linguist. Is this anything?
We're having a collective stroke.
What is this a metaphor for? What are we satirizing in this moment?
I ask myself every week, what are we doing here?
Who am I?
24601.
Oh, that's right. And I'm Javert.
Oh, God.
What would happen if you just included him in the Fellowship of the Ring because he was there and he said that?
Javert.
And my axe. And I'm Javert.
I don't know. I mean, he changed his name to Russell Crowe, right?
Did he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He changed it to Crowe after he spent a life just murdering songs.
Oh.
Get it?
So you're telling me Javert... when he threw himself into the aqueduct, he got a boo-boo on his head and he forgot who he was. And then he emerged and said, the first thing he saw was a crow. And the second thing he saw was a Russell. And he's like, this is who I am now.
And then he saw a phone and said, that looks like a good thing to beat someone up with.
Time to do Waterworld. Or is that Kevin Costner?
That's Kevin Costner.
Damn it.
Mm-hmm. Think Russell Crowe was at Bull Durham? Yeah, did you think Russell Crowe was at Field of Dreams?
Well,
fucking maniac.
Don't you dare build it. I'm going to get so mad.
If you fucking build it, I'll destroy you. Did you see Gladiator 2?
No, how was it?
I didn't see it either. Wicked, though, right?
No. I was waiting for you to come into town, but you've already seen it like 5 times.
I've only seen it once. I will see it again with you.
Hooray!
Mm-hmm. It'll be like when we went and saw Hairspray in theaters together. And you were, and I was pretty excited
about it. I stand by that
it.
Decision.
Well, hey, I was excited about it, and you were like, just don't make it weird. So then I
Well, and then you made it weird.
I made it into like a date, yeah.
Yeah, you cut a hole in the popcorn bucket. The commemorative Hairspray popcorn bucket.
I walked up to the window and was like, 2 tickets to Hairspray for me and my boy.
Yeah. And I said, no. I'm so secure in my identity that I take issue with this.
Yep.
17-year-old me or whatever this movie came out.
Yeah, we would have been 16 or 17. Yeah. Mm-hmm, we went to the theater behind the Costco that used to be there.
Yeah. Yeah, now that's a meth den.
Mm-hmm. Austin, it's Billings. The whole thing's a meth den.
The whole thing's a meth den, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't sue me for slander, whatever that is now.
Billings.
Yeah, the city of Billings loves suing me for slander.
But that's just because you keep using the word sizz. They consider that a slur.
Yeah, that's a slur here, which makes my scissor and shear wholesaling service a nightmare logistically.
Scissor and shear wholesaling?
Well, drop shipping.
Yeah,
so it's kind of the opposite of wholesaling, if you think about it.
Oh, did you hear about Amazon fucking over a bunch of their drop shippers? They just removed
those
whole
poor,
categories.
Innocent drop shippers.
Well, you'd be surprised how many, like, low-income, middle-income
people.
How many
dumb moms get roped in?
No, just legitimately, like, lower- and middle-class people doing drop shipping because it's accessible to them and doesn't really require training, frankly.
Fair.
Amazon's just removed whole swaths of categories and specific products right about 3 weeks before Black Friday. So you have tons of people in this country who stocked up on
just have garages full
things.
Of junk that they can't sell.
Now they just have garages full of shit.
Well, it's I guess the important thing is that Amazon found a way to solve this problem that increased the amount of poverty in the country. So I was worried that they'd have to do something equitable.
No, it's like they let thousands of people figure out for them what the most profitable individual products and categories were.
And
in
then
their
just,
marketplace.
You pulled
and
that
then
rug
just,
out from under them.
Yeah, they fucking rug pulled them. Yeah, between them and the Hawk Tua coin, there's a lot of rug pulling going on.
I know.
On
I bought so much of that with your money.
I know, Austin, and I appreciate that you wanted to get me something kitsch for Christmas, but I've told you before, I don't want any coins.
What about challenge coins that are like Lord of the Rings themed?
I guess.
They sell them and it's like, you walked 3,000 miles. That's like from the Shire to Moria. And you're like, well, I didn't, I just walked around my block a bunch over the course of 10 years. I bought the coin 10 years ago and I've been displaying it. So now I guess, is it not Stolen Valor anymore?
Stolen Valor challenge coins. Oh, I didn't do a single one of your fun runs, but I've got the coin, you son of a bitch.
You could get these super cheap on the ground when the race is over.
Same with the commemorative hat and even a bib. And then I just put all that stuff on and take a picture looking a little sweaty. And everyone's like, wow, he must have run that thing. I'm just sweaty from bending over and picking things up.
I'm just sweaty from, it was hot out when I acquired these fallen goods.
Fallen goods. Oh, have you got your Christmas shopping done yet?
I got a good chunk of it done. Mm-hmm. I got yours. And I got Clark's.
Did you get Elisa?
I never know what to get her because I don't read anymore and she's books. She's just books and I don't read.
She's three books and a trench coat.
And one of them is House of Leaves. And it's really confusing.
Well, she really liked it.
Which means it's bigger on the inside of the trench coat than on the outside. And it's like, this is a horror novel or is it just like, is it a thriller? What are you? What are you, Alyssa? The book, the gestalt hive mind comprised of books inside of a trench coat. What are you?
A hive mind comprised of books, eh? That sounds like a Doctor Who episode. Like a library that communicates with you by just like throwing books off shelves and opening them to specific pages.
Yeah, it's from one of the weaker seasons, and it's the library, L-I-E-brary.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's the bad guy, because reading is bad and sucks.
Mm-hmm. Last 10 minutes written by Russell T. Davies, because it plants a seed for something that might be cool later. I don't know.
Yeah, one of the books opens, and it's Moby Dick.
And then the next episode is them in the novel Moby Dick.
They do a page master.
No. They go back in time and they're on a ship with Herman Melville and the ship is being stalked by an alien that they think is
a whale. A whalian, if you will.
This isn't hard, guys. This isn't hard.
Look, we just wrote three episodes of the goddamn thing.
Yeah, and what are we going to get? One for Christmas?
It's a franchise that's been going on for 75 years. Well, no shit if it's this easy.
Oh, God.
He talks for 20 minutes about how cool he is because he's the doctor, and then he fixes it by going pew, 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 at it, fucking in the can.
And he has to say something about empathy and why humans are both great and terrible at the same time. Come on.
Yeah, unless it's one of the Peter Capaldi ones, in which case he doesn't like humans no more because we're stinky and we make bad choices.
Well, you're not really doing much to dissuade him of that, are you?
Yeah, Peter Capaldi, fuck you. Fuck you. Go back to your Scottish rock band that has like Conan in it or some bullshit.
I think it's Craig Ferguson, isn't it?
Same guy, just different timelines.
That's just Conan O'Brien in a kilt.
People make that mistake a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because when he's wearing a kilt, your eyes are drawn immediately to his knees, so his face could be whatever.
Good night, everyone.
A Secret Weapon production.